Oh, we've got a fantastic Zav chat for you today. Welcome, everyone. And we're surrounded, actually, and our topic is the VCE. I think it's demonised a bit, but I want to really flesh it out today. Bill, Wilbur, you're right in the middle of it. Good morning.
Morning, morning, Shane. Morning, Wilbur.
Morning, Mr. Doherty. Morning, Hills.
So is it demonised? Are you halfway through? Are you feeling like this isn't quite as bad as I was expecting?
No, it's not. It's not that bad, Hills. It is a busy year, and there's a lot of assessments and a lot of work to do. But it's also a very fun year, and we get a lot out of it as Year 12s. So there's a lot of opportunities for us. So I think it is a topic that will be good to dive into and sort of flesh out the many moving parts that make up a boy's Year 12 and the VCE. So it'll be an interesting podcast.
No, I'm really looking forward to it. And we've got two of our really top-line teachers and one of our vice-captains from last year who's joined us to tell us what it's like when you get over the other side of the mountain. But I'm going to do a little reminiscing first, Bill, and I'll hand over to you as well. I did my HSC, as it was called then, in 1975. And it was on a pretty famous day, actually, and you'll probably guess it. So the English exam was the 11th of November, 1975. Wow. I rode my bike. I did the exam. I went home and my mum was there and said, "You're never going to believe what's happened. Have you all got it?"
Absolutely, the dismissal.
The dismissal, the sacking of Gough Whitlam. So that was my famous English exam. So when I did it, everything was on the exam and I probably didn't work as hard as I should have through the year, knowing I had a bloody good memory and I got out of jail by having a good memory. Finally, that changed. Queensland for you, Bill?
Yes, we're still counting bananas up there, Hills. Ours was called a T score when I was going through. It was a score out of 990 was the top score. It went down in 5-point increments from there. I was up at a boarding school in central Queensland. Beautiful memories up there. I can distinctly remember quite a ceremony of the Year 12s, sort of almost like the burning of the books, which has tragically happened a few times in history. But at the end of all of the exam period, the 12s would go out and dump all of their notes and texts and all sorts of things into a big bonfire.
Oh, wow.
And it was a little bit of, you know, the display of all of the hard work and energy that had gone into it. And then for the Year 11s, we sort of governed it and made sure it was all okay. It was a bit of the chapter of it's about to start.
And was it for you like me where it was just exams at the end?
Largely, yeah. Queensland's gone through a few interesting iterations. Actually, the year after, they changed the system completely. They went to something called OP scores, and it was one out of 25 categories, and now it's adjusted again and come far more in line with a New South Wales and Victorian style of approach.
So when we look at the journey of what is now the VCE, the Victorian Certificate of Education, I've got Paul Burke and Maddie Miller sitting with me. Paul is a VCE teacher. Firstly, morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Shane.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Tell us, before we introduce Matt, a little bit about the journey. Like, I've gone back to 75, Bill's in the late 80s. Where has your journey started?
Well, Shane, I guess similar to you, I did HSC, so I was a little bit after you, 1979 in beautiful Ballarat. And I'm thinking back in those days, the HSC was a hard course, and I think statistically only two-thirds of students passed. And even of those two-thirds of students, if you think back to the students you started in Form 1 with, most of those kids had left. So education in those days was really for a small number. And it was tough, and it wasn't uncommon for people to repeat HSC if they weren't successful the first time. So I think the move to offer VCE, and that was at Xavier, it started in 1990, and I was lucky enough to be part of that change in 1990. But I think the intention was to make it more accessible and to make it a two-year course so that you'd engage students at Year 11 and try and keep them going through to Year 12, which was a little bit different. A lot of students in the old days would have left at Year 11. So it was aimed as a two-year course, and really it was, I guess the original intention was to have four units and you'd follow those four units right through. That's changed a little bit now, as Matt will probably tell us later. So some students will do two units and perhaps not continue with those, but then there's opportunity for students to start units 3 and 4 in year 11. And I'm thinking back to those days when it was introduced. It was all new, and I think, you know, just in the subject of mathematics, the original names of the subjects were a little bit confusing. So we'd gone from having pure and applied mathematics HSE subjects to three subjects. One was called reasoning and data, the other was space and number, and the other was change and approximation.
Oh, God.
And how confusing is that? You wouldn't know where to start. So I think, you know, to their credit, that they altered things as we've headed along. And now at VCE, there's four levels of maths that students can access, from the specialist maths for those students who are planning to be engineers and get into and medicine and high-level science courses, right down to now the introduction of a maths at the other end called foundation maths, and we've got a large class of kids who are doing that. And they're students who are wanting to do some maths. A lot of the maths is, you know, life skills, there's statistics and they're learning about how to manage your tax, but also things that, you know, the builders might be using, like how do you work out the volume of a concrete pour, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a really good course, and a number of our students who are doing vet courses are doing the foundation maths as well.
Well, let's introduce Maddie, Bill, because Maddie has the interesting role of really guiding the whole VCE years. Firstly, welcome, Matt.
Good morning, Shane. Thanks for having me.
And as you hear Paul talking there, what's your memories? You're younger than Paul and I by a fair way.
Yeah, so it was called an enter score when I finished year 12, but it was still the ranking of 0 to 99.95, so same system, but I think now it's sort of more national. So it's not too different when I did it to what it is now. It was a two-year course, units 1 and 2 at year 11 traditionally, and units 3 and 4 at year 12. But as just to jump on, I guess, what Paul was saying, the VCE is about allowing everyone to have success. So the system is set up so that everyone can achieve success and varying degrees of that. The ATAR score itself is really around university entry, but it's not the only pathway that students can take. So students aiming to study at university are obviously aspiring for high ATAR scores, and some students simply enrolled in the VCE just to get the certificate and to finish with their year 11 and 12 and then maybe to move on to a workforce or a TAFE course. So the system in our days has really been set up so that everyone can achieve success at some sort of level.
As Paul said, yeah.
Yeah, and I think the other real misconception when I speak to some people from the previous systems is this focus on the exams at the end of the year sort of carrying the full weight of the end of year score, and I think there's been a real change in that too. So for
it'd be
most
worth,
of the
worth delving into this a little bit, Matt, just without too much detail, but lovely to how does it break down?
Yeah, I think if we think about our sort of most of the subjects, we'll take 50% of the assessment will actually be done throughout the year in a range of different assessment types, and they might look like after school, what we call them SAC assessments, which are sort of mini exams or tests. They might take shape in a folio form or performance for the arts. And then they sort of have most subjects have then a 50% component, which is the exam at the end of the year. So rather than students, I guess, thinking about preparing all year for this big exam at the end of the year that's going to determine my final score, it's actually about all the small things they do along the way throughout year 12 and even in year 11 as they set the foundations up. And they achieve so many of the accumulation of their scores throughout the year in their smaller assessments. So they usually roll into the end of the year having completed 50% of the assessment already.
Okay.
And then the examination is used as a consistent measure across all schools so that students studying the same subject across different scores can be compared and the scores can be moderated, et cetera. So it's a really good mindset for students and families as they are beginning that journey into VCE that it doesn't all come down to the last examination period. It's a two-year process and it's all the small things and habits and behaviours that are done throughout the year.
And that's probably where we're going today. A lot of year five parents or year seven parents who hear about this thing called the VCE and the ATAR. Is the VCE and the ATAR, Bill, Matt, Paul, demonised a bit unfairly, or is it something there that just needs to be fleshed out like we're doing today?
It's interesting. I think it's everyone follows a personal journey, and I think Matt and Paul have picked up on that. And it is about enabling them to be successful in the intellectual pursuits of which is a foundation of every school. It's interesting. I think at Xavier, you know, we offer a holistic program, and one of the areas maybe of contention in the ATAR at the moment is it's quite a singular measure, you know, and a boy emerges at the end of a 13-year formal educational journey with a number. And at Xavier, you're never a number, and you're so much more than that.
Yeah,
and
that's interesting.
Developed all these other components of good, healthy living and of capacities physically, spiritually, what they draw from their service in culture and debate, our ability to communicate, which doesn't necessarily there's no perfect sort of assessment of the full dimensions of an individual, but it is what we have, and it's certainly the pathway. We're a tertiary-oriented and leaning school in terms of a liberal arts curriculum that we develop for our boys. So, yeah, it's interesting. There's you can see that there's movement afoot, and that, as Matt was even talking to the ATAR and the tertiary element, we're quite different from the United States and the United Kingdom too in terms of how students go about the entry into, you know, a preferred course and a preferred institution. So, you know, we think we've got a few little background projects going of how we can maybe flesh this out in a better way. But it is our reality, and we're all about meeting our reality where it's at and delivering well.
Yeah, earlier in the year we had a man studying a PhD from the King's School in assessing character on the podcast, and it draws into what you were saying there about assessing different things and how the ATAR as it is at the moment is a singular measure. It's a score that you get at the end of the year. Probably a question for you, Mr. Doherty, and Mr. Miller and Mr. Burke, if you've got any thoughts as well. Do you ever see a world where the ATAR isn't a singular measure anymore, where there's a way of assessing character and the personal and more personal skills that we develop here at Xavier and the more holistic education that we already give, but a way of assessing it?
It's funny, that's a little bit of the project that I'm keen to pursue at the moment. And David, the gentleman from the King's School, you know, his whole thing was if we value it, you've got to be able to measure it. And that's an interesting element. You can see that in the tertiary sector, in the world of medicine, for example, and entry there are other dimensions. There's an interview process that's begun, and I think that will continue. Again, in the Northern Hemisphere, a very different approach to the display of your skills and wares, of which, you know, your academic achievements is one part of that. So I can see a shift occurring. It's interesting, though, on a basis of equity, though, you know, there are schools, and Xavier is one of a number, that really offers a whole lot of dimensions, whereas that's not the experience for every student, and we've got to be able to develop systems that cater for all, not just for some. So,
I was just going to add that universities are already recognising this, as you've said, Bill, and there's early offers that are made. So students, through the help of people who know them, the heads of house, people who work with them, can make recommendations and try and find the right place. And I think we're really lucky at Xavier with our pathways who will investigate all these opportunities and know our kids and find the right places for them. And so we've got kids already, you know, locked into a tertiary course right now. And so the pressure's off, but they can still go through the process of doing the exams, because that's an important process in itself of learning to see how you deal with stress and how you prepare yourself. But
let's hear from you, Matt, before we bring in Michael O'Brien.
I think even since my time at Xavier College, I've noticed already every year there seems to be more of a push from universities, students and families around getting a hold of data from an earlier years and making applications to university settings or colleges overseas. So it's quite common now that year 11 results, you know, and how the year 11 report looks is being used as a measure to as part of an application. Yeah. So I think tertiary institutions moving away from just this sole ATAR number to, wait a minute, if we have a great student who's been involved in a lot of things and wants to make an early application, let's see how they've gone in year 11, what other contributions have they made to the college. And let's use that to offer some early entry, as Mr. Burke was saying. So it's a really great shift. I've seen it taking place already, and I think that we're going to see more of that as we progress through the years.
But it's interesting. So we've probably got about a third of our students who will get an early entry offer. It doesn't mean it's their only offer, that those offers continue all the way through, but at least it's given them something to pitch for or better as they move. And we'd like to think that one third goes up. as we progress forward. But lovely to swing over to our younger contemporary students. So Michael obviously finishing 2 years ago now, and Wilbur, you're right in the middle of it. So lovely just to unpack this a little bit more. Wilbur, why don't we just start with you and then we'll shift over to Michael. You know, you've done your units 1-2 now in your year 11 and you're in the premiership quarter. You know, you're two-thirds the way through your year 12. How's it gone? And as Mr. Miller was talking about that SAC schedule and that sort of rigour and application that goes into lots of little mini assessments, how do you think your cohort's going?
Yeah, I think the cohort's going strong. And on a personal note from my year 11, I think that what Mr. Burke said about it being a two-year course, the VCE, is a big thing. I've learned a lot of things about how to study and how to go about my VCE in year 11. I did a 3-4 in year 11, which is another thing we offer. I did PE. I think Michael O'Brien also did PE. I got handed his notes as well, which was good. A little connection there. But yeah, it's a good opportunity to sort of find your feet in a two-year course as it is. And I think that should be emphasised more, that it is a two-year journey and that units 1 and 2 in year 11 really do build the foundation for your year 12. And we're seeing it a lot now in the SACs that everyone has week to week, that the study habits are what pushing people through. I often say that year 12 goes so quick for boys because we're always working SAC to SAC and there's always a deadline to work to. So that's why it feels like term one was yesterday almost, because we're always doing a little mini assessment and that's part of the journey. As you said, Mr. Miller, that 50-50 ratio rather than just a big grand final day at the end of the year.
So well said, Wilbur. I think human nature, also the shadow side of boys at times of, oh, look, it'll be right. You know, I don't really have to put my foot forward until sort of the end. And unfortunately, when you go to put your foot on the accelerator, you know, at the end, it really relies on all the fuel that you've built up in those systems and habits, as you were talking about, Wilbur. So it's interesting. But Michael, you're now sort of in this unique position. It's wonderful having you in not only coaching our water polo sides, swimming programs, and getting you in the boarding house, but you're 2 years out now. You're looking back. You're probably reminiscing a little bit, and you're probably in a wonderful position to not only sort of appraise what it was like, but maybe offer some pretty sage advice.
Yeah, I think the VCE system is no doubt a stressful year. Year 12, I kind of think on it back now as a bit of a marathon. You know, you spend your whole education really training for this, you know, last year. And I think the marathon requires a lot of training. It requires, you know, coaches. It requires a strict diet. You know, you've got to put in a whole lot of factors over the first 12 years of your education, and it all builds up to this 1 year. And I think when you're during the year, it is quite stressful. And the design of how it all works with the SACs is you have to knock one over and then you're pretty much, you know, got the next one the next week, and it's just continually building up and getting more stressful. And there's some weeks where I think you have like 3 or 4 SACs in 1 week, which is just crazy. But I think it's designed to be, you know, stressful. And I think you realise that you don't necessarily just leave year 12 with VCE certificate. You leave with, you know, the habits and the attitudes towards your learning, which you can take into your uni life. And I think it's really good at setting yourself up in terms of, you know, building the right habits and being able to extract information, which you do require later on in your university life.
It's so well said, Mol. You know, I sometimes think the VCE is just one of many interviews that you're going to go into in life. You're not quite sure what, you know, questions the interviewer will ask, but, you know, on that spot you need to respond. And again, that's where you fall back to those habits and dispositions and mindsets, et cetera, that you've built up over the course of the journey. And, you know, it's all about that. You know, there are grand finals that come and go. There's your one moment in time, and sometimes it works, and so, and you move on, you learn from it, and you move on to the next one. And so, Matt, I'm just swinging back to you. You know, there's a lot of deliberate preparation here that goes in to not only the scheduling of all of those SACs, but also the preparation of our students so that they're in the right mindset to go into them. You know that better than anyone.
Absolutely, Bill. And I think our assessment program, particularly from year 9, and I know that at 7 and 8 it's really rigorous too, but from year 9, the students are put into examinations at the end of semester 1 and at the end of semester 2 for the full suite of all their subjects. So what we're actually finding by year 12 is a lot of that anxiety and that stress related to these huge end of year exams, the students are so well trained to what to expect. So, for example, we'll do a year 9 English exam in the Great Hall with, say, 250 students. In year 12, a few years later, they're walking into the same Great Hall, the same environment, the same clocks, and they're sitting their VCE English exam, which is the grand final of their schooling in a way. So the students should feel well prepared. There's work that's done all through their education journey, but particularly from that year 9 level, they really step up. And it's that process through those years that really prepares the students well, I think. And I'd love to hear from you, Wilbur, as to I find that by the time the boys are walking in there at the end of year 12, they've done it so many times, they're feeling confident, there's not too much stress or anxiety, they're well prepared, and it's just a great opportunity to walk in there and go, you know what, I'm excited to just show the examiner and my teachers how much I've learned through the journey.
Yeah, in a sense, I could probably talk from my year 11 experience in PE, and yeah, that final exam is sort of just an opportunity to show off your skills. Like, obviously, you've done so much work throughout the year, sack to sack, and then in the preparation in SWAT VAC for the exam, and it's just you walk in knowing that you've got the tools to do well. It's just your chance to show it. So that's a good thing for students who are really trying to get a good score and put their best forward to, yeah, do well in the VCE. But I was sort of thinking about your preparation for boys in the VCE space, the explicit tests and structures. And then I was looking to Mr. Burke, and he's a big pastoral leader in this space. And I think there's another really big element to the VCE, and that's looking after boys within the school. And I think you're a head of house of Spinola, one of our houses here at Xavier. And I'd like to draw on your experience, Mr. Burke, of helping boys throughout the year 11 and 12 VCE process, and what sort of things that you've done to, yeah, get the boys best prepared for what is such a busy year.
Well, I think, Wilbur, year 12 is a really special year, and as a house leader, you know it's a special journey with those year 12 boys. But the journey begins really when they arrive in the house and you get to know them and start building a relationship, so that when they get to stages where they're feeling stressed, they're finding things a little bit difficult, hopefully they feel comfortable in just sitting down in the house space and being supported and being able to chat it through. And I guess the other thing is that some students have difficult circumstances throughout their VCE. Things can happen in that year that make assessment difficult, and they know there's someone there who will go in and bat for them and say, well, you know, today's not the right day for him to be doing the sack. You know, let's look at change it. So, you know, there's opportunities to support them through that. But, you know, going back to what I said, for me it's a very special year that you know when you're dealing with those kids that have been in your house for a few years, journeying with them and then being with them on that last day when they finish their exams
must
is really
be special. Yeah, must be. I've got one more question for you in a sec, Paul, but can I go to Michael? There'll be a lot of families listening to this with real interest because they haven't quite got to that VCE part of their life yet. Now you're over the hump and into your next phase of your life, what would you say to them, boys and their parents?
Interesting. I reckon, you know, I say this to the Year 12 boarders all the time, but it's, you know, it's a great opportunity to really just, you know, give it a good crack. I think a lot of the students coming in, they tire throughout the Year 12 year, and I think, or throughout their education really, and they get lazy, they get unmotivated, and it's really hard to try and, you know, build up the courage to get some work done. I think I just say to them, you know, give it a good crack. This is such a good opportunity to really, you know, put in a bit of effort and show off what you've got. Like, you may as well see what you're made of, and don't leave any stone left unturned.
Yeah, just to add to that, Michael, we always say to each other going through the journey, because we're in it now, that just like make the most of it. Never again will we probably walk into a year 12 common room and be able to say hi and have a chat with 250 other boys pretty seamlessly. It's such a sort of surreal experience, and you'll never really get it again. So I think there's a huge team aspect to the whole VCE, and you are going through it together. Sort of just last night I was in the library with 5-10 of my mates just really knuckling down on a sack that we have today. And you'll never really get that again, where there's such a wide variety of boys going through the exact same thing at the exact same time, and you're all sharing the same experiences. And, yeah, Mr. Doherty will probably be able to attest to that, watching that throughout his years. But yeah,
correct. But I'm really drawn to a whole lot of the comments that have been made here, and that courage to commit, Michael, that you spoke of, is such a big. And the library is one of those spaces. I'll speak of it about spaces to succeed. You know, and so to be able to have a space where boys are drawn to, and you do it together. The other element there is then that notion of team. You know, and at Xavier, we're just blessed to have a real sense of team, and they're teams within teams. So whilst there's the overall, you know, Xavier sort of juggernaut that charges along, there's the Year 12 cohort as a team, and Wilby, you've just addressed that one. Yeah. There's an exceptional VCE team that looks at a whole lot of, you know, everything from provisioning to adjustments of SAC tasks, et cetera. You know, Matt runs, you know, he's as head of curriculum and assessment. You know, he's part of an exceptional curriculum team. You know, they sort of split off, not only just in terms of Hollers and our wonderful teachers, but, you know, Paul's a VCE assessor. And so there are certain, yeah, okay, you know, specialist inputs that then contribute in here as well. Then there's the pastoral team, you know, that Paul's a part of, and then Michael put brought in nutrition and a balanced sort of life, et cetera. And that's where the sport team and the music team play their little role of broadening out, so it's not just a one-dimensional academic slog. There are all these great things to look forward to.
I think families will be just lapping this up. It's so interesting to hear it from inside, if you like, the tent. And I'm going to ask you maybe, Paul, I don't think it's a difficult question, but I'm thinking probably nobody empathises with the teachers themselves. The teachers are there to try and help the boys and all the things we've said today. But for you, and maybe for you, Maddie, as well, is it a stressful year?
It can be at times. And I think the stress is that we carry the stress with the students, not our own stress. But, you know, we're wanting them to do their best. And, you know, you see the students in front of you each day and, you know, I really want you to do well. You know, not for myself, but for you. And,
sure,
and so that's one of the things. So the stress is, yeah, more about making, you know, deadlines in terms of getting your content taught and getting them prepared best for the SAC and then for the exam.
So before we ask Maddie, you talked 1990, did you not?
1990, we
started.
Do you
started still enjoy it as much as those really early years?
Absolutely. I'm loving year 12, loving teaching year 12s more than ever.
That's
I've got two math methods class and I help out in the foundation class with Matt Carroll, and it's just a joy. It really is. And it's a bit special to be, you know, given that opportunity.
And Matt, what about you? I mean, you've got a juggle. You're again, one of our leading PE VCE teachers as well. And then you also have a broader role. You're looking after the whole cohort of year 12, but also then, you know, 9 to 12 in your role. You've got some interesting insights here too.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. And it is a really stressful year, but a healthy level of stress is a great motivator. And I think my favourite year level to work with and to teach are the year 12s. And it brings me great joy every year just seeing how much hard work goes into their year. Absolutely for the year 12 teachers as well, but the students put in a mountain of work, and there's no better feeling as a teacher than seeing your boys come out of that year 12 PE exam. They shake your hand. Thanks, Mr. Miller, for a great year. They've got this huge smile on their face. They feel like they've done well. That is the most rewarding point of the year, and I get to experience it every year, luckily, in my role. But that's what brings me great joy, and it's why it's such a great year to work with, because the motivation's there, the hard work's there. You enjoy it together. It's a really enjoyable year, and then there's a great level of reward and success at the end of it. So it's a great year to be involved with.
And I reckon you've just gone a little bit to the secret sauce, because we speak often about relationship at Xavier, and what I get the privilege of looking in and observing relationship between a year 12 cohort, a class, and their teacher, and the great rapport and fun that they're having. And then you see that in that last exam. You know, the teachers are always there before the exam, they're always there after the exam. Yeah. You know, and it's one thing to be there before, but it's everything to be there after. And they're great. It's done. We've accomplished it. You know, I laugh about this. And I love the, you know, Italian or French usually competes for the last one. And not only their staff, you know, Alex Smith is there for every single conclusion of a boarding exam. There'll be about 15 boys waiting for that last, you know, they know they're the last cohort. And Wilbur, this is ahead of you, and Michael, you've been through it. But relationship is the secret sauce of Xavier.
Here's Wilbur.
Thanks, Heels. Yeah, we've got a busy night at Xavier tonight with the Dare to Be Different Forum, which is in combination with Synergy, an Indigenous art expedition here in the EPAC.
A couple of really amazing speakers, I'm told.
Yeah, it's a very good forum for question and answering on social justice. I think one of the Crowley boys is heading that, a big social justice name at Xavier, so it should be an interesting night. It's also the literary dinner at Xavier, which culminates with Book Week around the country. So, yeah, Miss Tricala, who heads our libraries, is doing a lot of work with that. And it's also a very exciting week and two-week period for her because the Your Voice publishment is also coming out.
That's coming up
next week. Yeah, that's a big project that the school does with Loretto, Mandeville Hall. And it's, a bunch of works from both schools that gets published, and it gets published in the state library. So it's a big... It's a big thing, and Mr. Tricala and Gemma Tricala, Mr. Tricala's daughter, do a lot of work around it, so that's exciting. We've also got voluntary mass this Friday, which is good. We've got four or so left for the year, and, yeah, that's the heart of what we do at Xavier, and it also is another sort of outlet that relates to the VCE, and the Year 12s get to express themselves in front of their mates and tell stories.
They are magnificent.
Yeah, which do help throughout the year.
And are we going to be game to say well done to Bill on the bronze medal?
Yeah, he's giving me a quiet word to leave it out. But, the rugby boys did finish on the weekend and they did get third place in the Victorian Schoolboys Rugby.
And
so
should actually be noted.
Very congratulations
good
for that.
It was great, done. Yeah. And then obviously we go to the Xavier in concert on Tuesday night, which is great. I've written about that in
Susan
my newsletter article this week and just want to shine a real torch on the James de Rosario and all the amazing staff. We've got every student from year 3 to 8 who will be performing on stage in some mass choirs. That'll be an incredibly special night to go through. And then subject selections have closed, but sports selections are closed this Monday as
well. For the summer sport.
And again, just a bit of a reach out to people to read Susan Quarter there. There's been some wonderful shifts that have occurred in the program from our team. They've been assessing a lot of things. You know, there's sports media, there's officiating and umpiring, there's an aspiring athlete.
Yeah, it looks really interesting.
There are some great new additions. So a lot on, Wilbur, as always, and Shane.
Fantastic, Bill. Let's thank Michael in his second year out and... good on you, mate. You're here.
Thank you for having me.
Part of our water polo team and part of our boarding and still loving it. So
that's right.
You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you, gents.
Yeah, good on you. And Maddie, spoken beautifully. There's some real bits of gold there today that you came up with, and you do a wonderful job with our VCE. So thanks for being part of this today.
Thanks a lot, Shane. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, terrific. And Paul, you've been there, done that, but you've given us a wonderful journey along the path.
Yeah, thanks, Shane. It's a pleasure to do it.
Wonderful. Well, Bill and Wilbur, I really enjoyed that.
Loved it.
Some reminiscing.
As always, Hills.
Yeah, great stuff. Okay, so there's only really a need for me to say we'll see you again 7 days hence.